Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Jamie Dawn Show. I am excited to be here with you, your host, Jamie Dawn. And today is Monday, June 17th of 2024. I am live and alive and so happy to be with you. And if you're just joining, welcome. Come into the chat room. If you go to 12radio.com, click on the chat button. Give Jay a little wave or a wink or a poke or whatever it is these days that we're supposed to do with social media, and he'll let you in. And you can post your comments, ask questions. If I am able to multitask enough to offer you some readings, I'll look at the chat room and see if there's any readings that I can offer. But of course, you know you can find me at 12Listen if you would like to spend time with me either on the phone or via chat, as I always love connecting with you there. And yeah, you know, I should do something. I'm thinking that if you pay attention, might not be next show, one of these shows, I'm going to do a little special giveaway that you can connect with me at 12Listen. And just for listening to the radio show is one more way to show support and just be part of this incredible 12 family community that we are able and we have the privilege of being a part of. And, you know, I think that's one thing that I'm reminded of on a regular basis is not to take the little things for granted. And, I'm truly, truly grateful for this 12 group. And thank you, Jay, for producing and just being behind the scenes, pulling all those bells and whistles and keeping this host on air. And of course, he has all of his great shows that you can listen to. And some announcements, if you will, pay attention. If you haven't signed up for receiving announcements of what's happening in the 12 group, go to 12Listen. You'll see a little pop-up for your information so you can join the newsletter, but it also allows you to be able to see when specials and promotions are. We often have them peppered throughout the week, especially when there are some pretty big movements astrologically happening, because we have a summer solstice this week. Yeah, have a feeling there'll be a little special there. And we have a full moon following that. I'll talk some about all of that. I've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. And before I jump in too deeply, I like to just bring us into our heart-centered space so that we can connect from this place of love and devotion. But of course, we need to be very grounded as we move through the energies, especially as life is throwing curveball after curveball at us. So for just a moment, if you're able to join me, even if you can't do it physically, maybe in your mind's eye, closing your eyes for just a moment, inviting stillness. And when we close our eyes, we allow the mind to get quiet. And it's just an invitation for a moment. It doesn't have to be long. And just taking a deep breath into the body and down through the feet. We know that where attention goes, energy flows. And with our attention and our breath, we're sending that energy down to our feet, all the way to Mother Earth, connecting deeply with her, and then allowing the energy to run up our feet, all the way through our legs and hips, opening up that base of our spine, moving through the energy centers, the base of our spine, and up into the heart. And really just feeling that heart center open, maybe just a little bit more. More than it was just a minute ago. And just feeling all that love and compassion, devotion, first and foremost to ourselves, and then to one another. And it's from this place we get to play for the next roughly an hour. I'm so happy to be able to do this with you. And let me just see if I can multitask for a second in this chat room. Area and welcome some of you who are posting in the chat room, and thank you so much for being here. And yeah, I'm not multitasking very well. Oh, here we go. Joni Quelli's here. Thank you, so happy to have you, and anyone else who wants to jump in. Let me start with what's happening in Jamie's world. So I'm in Reno, Nevada, for those of you who are just joining and didn't know. And I happen to live about an hour away from the most beautiful, what I consider to be the most beautiful place in the world, called Lake Tahoe. And I'm fortunate enough to be able to have a beloved whose family has a place up there that they built 50 some years ago. It's just this cute little A-frame cabin. And very grateful that I get to go up there in the summertime and just work from there. I have my own little private section. It was so funny because last year I didn't get up there as much as they wanted me to. And I said, yeah, because I need my computer, I need my phone, I need privacy, I need to be able to be of service to my clients and all of that. And so this summer, at the beginning of the summer here, they surprised me with carving out a little space for me that gave me exactly what I needed. So I have no excuses but to be able to work from Tahoe when I can and whenever we're up there. And so very, very grateful. And so Tuesday last week, Tuesday afternoon, we headed up there. And I was telling Jay this before the show started, and we're inside, and my beloved's outside on the deck cleaning off and everything. And next thing you know, he's pounding on the window, "Bear, bear, bear." And we're like, yeah, because he likes to play jokes. I mean, he can sometimes, he likes to yank our chain. But he was very insistent. So we walked out, and all of a sudden, across the street in the neighborhood was this little, I wouldn't say little, she was pretty big, mama bear by herself, just walking from one bear box trash can to the next, right across the street. So beautiful. And she was, I mean, she was big. She probably weighed a good 300 pounds. And at one point, she ended up opening a truck, a neighbor's truck, and got inside. And the neighbor who lives there obviously knows how to deal with bears, and so made noise and set off the car alarm of the second car, and the bear got out and sauntered next to the next door and the next door. And it was just such a cool welcoming of bear medicine. For me, I was like, yeah, nature's responding here. What kind of energy message is she trying to offer to us? And so I feel like it's a great setup for what we're going to be encountering in the next few days and weeks. The symbology behind bear medicine has to do with that strength and confidence, the protective power, because we know how mama bears can be. I've been accused of being a mama bear many times. Actually, I'll segue to a quick story on that one too. Someone once said to me, "Now I'm going to say something. Please don't go mama bear on me." And I looked at them and I said, "You've just set this conversation up for failure." Don't tell me not to be a mama bear if you're about to say something about one of my children. We know how mama bear energy is. And also about courage and that healing, and also some introspection, having this moment of solitude or introspection, right? That often can happen. And also bear medicine is very grounding. And I think that's an important reminder with this bear medicine for us to take time out for solitude so that we can regroup and refresh and rejuvenate. Now, I know we're moving out of this Gemini energy and into the Cancerian energy, which I've mentioned last week on my Celestial Wisdom video and a little bit on the radio show. And what I will say is that, especially as we're making these big transits, we're moving out of this mental energy into more emotional energy with the Gemini Cancer. And one of the things that I'm going to just hopefully remind all of us, but myself in particular, is watching the movement of the mind. God, can I create some stories? Yeah, so that's something we're going to have to pay attention to. I'm not going to divert just yet. I'll tell you more, share a little bit more. But the other thing that I love so much about bear medicine is that it just invites us to really trust in the process of nature as well. So keeping those things in mind. Another little story, and I'm going to tie this together with some astrological energy. So right now we have Venus and Mercury just ingressed into the sign of Cancer. And yesterday, before Mercury and Venus ingressed into Cancer, I did a silly thing. I connect. I was very much in my Gemini energy, and I have Venus in Gemini. And I was like, I want to connect, and I want to have some fun, and I want to keep it light. But I'm a Cancer sun, so I need some water. So I coordinated with my daughter and her husband and my best girlfriend here in town, and the four of us decided to get our river rafts. Yes, we have a river called the Truckee River, if you're not familiar. We decided to get our river rafts yesterday and our coolers and our radio or our speaker. And we dropped in at one point of the river and floated down the river. Now, that sounds innocent and fun, right? Well, some things you have to know. So the Truckee River, as well as Lake Tahoe, the water source is from the mountains, and it snowed for the last 7 months up in Tahoe in the Sierras. And all this water that is running, and we've had a lot of snow the last 2 seasons, don't goes into the Truckee, feeds into the Truckee. Well, it wasn't terribly as warm as it could have been, sunshine wise, temperature wise, outside. It's about 76, so it wasn't cold, it was pleasant. But the water was rather freezing, and let me just say, we froze our asses off. Can I just say that we were lucky that for 2 hours, yes, we floated for 2 hours on this beautiful Truckee River. And let me also be clear, because I want to be transparent with you. It wasn't so much floating as it was Class One rapids. So there was a couple of small little moments where we're like, oh, calmness, and then shoo, we're off to some more rapids. Yeah, and there's stories. One, there was a apparently, I didn't see it, but and just to keep in mind, I do have a history of whitewater rafting. This wasn't my first rodeo rafting down the river and all, and even doing, I've done Class Five rapids before, all that sort of thing. Here I am, arrogant enough to think I can handle this, which I did. Everybody's safe, everybody's fine, but man, we're laughing our asses off about it. So here we are floating down, or should I say, paddling down the river. And we get to this one little area, and it had a dam because there was a water plant, not a huge one, just the one. And there was a sign apparently that my daughter pointed out to me after the fact. But there was a we had to go over this dam, and the sign said prior to it, exit the river here, danger ahead. And I didn't see it. So anyways. So we made it through the dam, but I have an Apple Watch because I'm an Apple freak. And I lost my watch. Oh, yeah. And because it is part of my business, because I need to be able to know when somebody's calling, right? And I was freaking out. Let's just say on the inside, I was freaking out. Outside, I was like, okay. It's just an item. Nobody's injured. We're all having a good time. We're still alive here. So be it. Well, we get down the river and we ended up exiting the river at my girlfriend's house because she lives right there. And we pick up our rafts and I dump mine over just to get rid of any water, that sort of thing. And Tatiana looks down at a rock. She goes, Mom, what is that? And it was my watch. Oh, yeah. I had been sitting on that thing the entire time. Luckily, I was very grateful. And then it took us a good 2, 3 hours probably to warm up after that because it was bone chilling. So anyways, all I can say is right at the end, yes, I'm equating this to astrology. 29 degrees Gemini moving into first degrees of Cancer. It was fun. It had great stories. We survived, but man, we got lucky. That's all I can say. And what was even funnier was that when we got to my girlfriend's place, there was an ambulance and a fire truck, not for us, obviously, but I wouldn't have been surprised if it had been for us that somebody who's along the river, because there were people along the river waving and laughing, and we were yelling, don't do this, do not do this. If you were thinking about it, don't be as crazy as us. This is not a good idea. And so I wouldn't have been surprised if somebody had called them for us. Anyways. We survived. If you want to see a picture on my Facebook page, you can go there and you'll see the picture of Cheryl and I, and we're smiling. That was before our teeth were chattering out of our heads. So, anyways, That's my fun stories. What's happening in my world? What I do for play? Anything by the water, I'm happy with. And yeah. So I mentioned this in my Celestial Wisdom video, but I want to bring it to your attention here in case you're not following me on YouTube. And I pull a card for the week, and this week it was the Four of Wands. And I want to bring it back up for the radio show all to inform you, but also just because I think it's so important. We have had so many things thrown at us over the last several weeks, right? Months even. I mean, it seems like just when we think we're climbing out of the hole, somebody's got that big fucking 2x4 and smacks us back down into it, And you're just like, oh my God, will I ever get out of this? And can I do it without being exhausted, right? It's like we're constantly climbing out of these holes. I believe, this is my intuition, I believe that this week will provide us with a little bit more lightness, a little bit more ease, a little bit more moments that we can celebrate. The Four of Wands represents it's a joyful celebration, if you will. It's got blissful happiness and appreciation for the good things in life. And Cheryl and I were talking about this yesterday on the river, and because we hadn't connected in a couple months, and she was like, "How are you?" I was like, "I've had my moments, and some days are good, some days are not so great, and but overall, I'm okay." I said, "I find myself really, I can get myself really in a tizzy when I start looking around and thinking I'm missing something, that I don't have something that I want, and then like a little brat, I start throwing a temper tantrum, And she says, "Well, yeah, I get that." She goes, "For me, it's about being in the past, ruminating in the past." She goes, "It just robs me of my joy." She goes, "I'm really committed just to looking forward, being present and looking forward." I'm like, "Yeah, good. This is how us, how us like-hearted people get together and encourage each other, remind each other of the things that sometimes we forget because this human experience can get so cloudy and create such a veil for us, So here's this Four of Wands available this week if we want to meditate on it, if we want to play with it. But this is a time to relax, let our hair down, enjoy time together, be with your friends and family, do the things that allow you to play, have a grace and an ease to your day. Try not to jam it full of appointments and meetings and conversations and all that sort of thing. So, maybe it's some of you have just recently moved homes, or there's something going on with your home that now it's time to settle down and just enjoy it. Don't look around and go, "Oh, I got all these projects to do." You're always going to have a project to do when you have a home. I mean, that's just the way it is. Pick one and just enjoy it. Which one would bring you the most excitement or inspiration, or let you feel really good once it's completed? The Four of Wands reminds us to step back and just enjoy the little things. Acknowledge the hard work that we've been through. We've got this Capricorn full moon coming up on Friday. It's at the very beginning of Cancer. Capricorn's at 1 degree. We'll have another one, full moon in Capricorn on the 21st of July at 29 degrees. I'm going to talk about that just to put some pins on the map. But we're going to have a chance right now with this full moon to really look at what have we accomplished and celebrate that. We've come a long way, people. Being human is hard. I don't think I have to say it too often. I think you guys get it. It's not easy. But that's where we want to celebrate, and we want to step back and go, "You know what? Today I got out of bed. That's a good thing." Or, "Today I didn't kill somebody." And I don't mean literally. I'm just saying, sometimes you feel that way where everybody, you can kill people with your looks. I know I can. I can do it with my words. I can't tell you how many times I've sent daggers at somebody with my words or my looks, and I mean, it's like you tear a part of their soul from them, So we can kill people. So if you haven't done that, good job. If you're still in that place of like, "You know what? I'm gonna make the best of today. I'm gonna be grateful, even if I don't feel grateful right now." Good job. Celebrate that. Those little things, I have to say, I acknowledge and grateful every time I walk out my door and I see a 360 degree of these beautiful mountains. The view, the people, the environment, I don't take it for granted. It's just a thing, and I'm so, so grateful. So, yeah, use that Four of Wands to celebrate, to be reminded. Maybe that's what I'm doing, is just reminding you to celebrate something. There's got to be something that we can always look at and be grateful for. So, I mentioned Monday. Today, Mercury and Venus is now, they're both in Cancer. They were exact about 6:30 this morning. And this is where our minds are extremely intuitive. And we're very sensitive to impressions, but we're not going to be able to hear them. And we're not going to be able to pay attention to them if our mind is too busy. So we have to watch the distractions. Because if we are constantly flitting and floating from one thing to the next, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. Oh, what about this? Blah, blah, blah. What we're going to miss is we're going to miss some of the more intuitive things that come coupled with our emotions. And that's where the Cancer energy really does allow us some deeper connection because we can feel. We get an impression, then we feel it in our body. Our body speaks to us. It doesn't lie. Paying attention to that, but we can't do that if we're too distracted. So it's going to be important that we pause. Just like I did at the beginning of the show, we just invite stillness for just a moment. Notice in the body what sensations are happening. And if the mind wants to start creating and moving and doing all kinds of things, invite it into stillness by closing the mind. Or excuse me, closing the eyes. Because what does closing the eyes do? Where's your mind going to go? It's going to go internal, right? So you bring it back to that present moment. This is what training the mind is all about. And then feel your way through things. And I don't just mean emotions, I mean sensations. Notice sensations in the body without putting a story to them. Venus in Cancer offers this love language of nurturing and caring for ourselves and for others, you know? I think it's a very precious thing. When you think about it, Venus is the planet known for love and relationships. And we as human beings, we crave connection. We crave intimacy. We crave love. We're in relationship to something all the time, right? And so Venus in Cancer is reminding us that we want to be able to nurture the things that mean the most to us, that it gives us opportunities to reflect on what family really means to us and what home really means, and that we get to create safe spaces. We want to be safe. How many of you feel safe within yourself, safe in your body, safe with your decisions, safe within your circle of connections? If you do, good job, because there's a lot of people out there that don't feel safe. Trust doesn't come easy. You know, I know for me, in the past, I've made some interesting decisions. I'm not going to call them stupid because I learned from them. That would be stupid if I didn't learn from them. I made some interesting decisions and they all gave me ex different experiences, but I can tell you that I didn't always feel safe because I felt I was judging my past experiences as bad, or I was judging them as being stupid or whatever. And so it was like, oh God, I can't trust myself to be in a relationship with somebody, or I can't trust myself to make this right choice when it comes to work or whatever, right? And so we're learning how to trust ourselves. And I believe that if we can really harness the energy for this week, which is going to be emotional, you know, we're going to be surfing. We're going to be surfing the waves of emotions, you know. But if we can harness it, and we can ride it, then maybe, and I know it could be a stretch for some, but maybe we'll just find some humor in it, you know? It's kind of like rafting down the river yesterday. I found a lot of, we laughed. I mean, at one point it was like, oh shit, or what is about to happen? You know, the rocks were hitting us up our butts and all that, you know, it was like, butt up, that was our phrase. You know, we had to plank up and all that sort of thing. We just found ourselves laughing after a while. I mean, especially with me and that stupid dam that I didn't see in the danger sign. and we can laugh because we made it through, of course. It wouldn't have been funny if somebody had gotten injured, but luckily nobody did. But I was just noticing, you know, here I consider myself to be a pretty avid outdoors person. And like I say, I grew up whitewater rafting and all that sort of thing. I thought I could do it. And you know what? I was more upset with myself at first if I'd put my friend and children in danger, you know? So, anyways, we laugh. And that's what I would say. If we can continue to find the humor and the lightness in being human. When our emotions start to get the best of us, when we create stories based on our emotions, I can tell you that many of us are probably feeling a little disconnected right now, disconnected from maybe somebody we care about, disconnected from ourselves, disconnected from spirit. And we're searching, 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 craving this connection. And what I would say is the connection will return when we stop striving for it. As weird as that may sound, if we can relax and we can just look around at what is present in this moment and remember we're never disconnected. So keep that in mind. We are never disconnected. Source, spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, always has our back. So keep that in mind. And because, at least in my belief system, I believe that God, source, spirit, whatever, is in everything, the essence of everything, life. That's what I say God is, life. Life is flowing through everything. And so if we remember that, when we can say, okay, yeah, I'm connected here. I want to offer another thing to you, something else to contemplate or to use this week, because I mentioned the Four of Wands, but I was also prompted before the radio show to pull a card that we can use as a anchoring point for this week when the emotions are getting a little too bumpy, maybe. And the card that I pulled was the Hangman, the sacrifice card. Hangman reminds us sometimes we have to put everything on hold before we can take the next step, right? And that's not easy, especially for those of us who are heavy, heavy go-getters, the overachievers, the I have to be busy, God forbid I get bored, kind of people. But and the thing about the Hangman is it doesn't always show up at the most convenient time as far as like when things get put on hold. Sometimes they get put on hold outside of our control. But what we're being invited into, and this is complementary of that Four of Wands, is that we're being forced. If you don't carve out the space and time to spend with loved ones and family and friends and nature and whatever it is that might it might rejuvenate you, the universe is going to find a way to do it for you, right? So the Hangman is basically saying, hey, this is the right time for you. Trust that. The day, one day or 1 hour out of the day is not going to upend everything you've been working for. As a matter of fact, you're going to be forced, if you don't do it yourself, to stop for a moment. And then remember that at any moment you have a choice. Do you choose in that moment of stopping to appreciate, to look around and say, I'm so grateful. This feels so good. I'm alive. I'm connected to my truth, to who I am. I'm having a moment of reprieve. So it's an invitation to welcome the pauses with open arms and surrender to what is, even if it's different than what you expected. Because one of the things that robs us so much of our peace is when we have expectations that aren't met. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have a plan, a destination, you're traveling, it's like taking a trip. You need to know where you're going, and you expect to get there within 8 hours or whatever, right? But let's say that the plane was delayed or the car needed to be serviced or whatever. And guess what? You were protected from something that you would have been involved in had you gotten there when you thought your expectation was set up, right? So the Hangman is reminding us to trust in the process, trust in the delays, trust that this pause is for our higher good and not fight it. That's where we're going to find our greatest consternation is when we start fighting it. So relax, be in the flow, be in the flow. All right. So talking about the Mercury, Venus, and Cancer, I will say that intuitively I feel, especially if you're single and you're looking for love, that this is a great time, capitalize on this Cancerian time to really find ways to not just be of service, but to care. Care for yourself. Self-care is important. That will naturally flow over into caring for others. Show people how you care. What's that expression? Maybe some of you are gifted in cooking. Maybe some of you are gifted in cleaning. Maybe some of you are gifted in just listening. Sometimes listening can be some of the greatest gifts we can give another person. Reach out to people. Walk by somebody and smile. Maybe you just saved the day. You never know. But use it. And so, like I say, if you're single, Get out and mingle. Get out and do the things that nurture your soul, and just be who you are. And you're going to find that you'll naturally attract someone to you who resonates with you and wants to get to know you more. And those in a bonded relationship really use this time to say, how can I be of service? I know I want things and I need things in my life too, but how can I also connect more with my beloved? How can I bring out the best in them? And what brings out the best in me? So really be able to use those times and trust those emotions that, when they show up, allow yourself to say, okay, number one, what am I sensing and feeling? And number two, is this a story that I'm creating, or is it one that is actually up for me right now because somebody else has said something to me or done something that I need to respond to? And one of the tips that I love so much about expressing emotion is to be able to say, I feel, instead of I am. So often we say, I'm angry. You're not anger. You feel angry, but you're not anger itself. And then stay with it, go deeper. What's underneath that anger? Or what's underneath that sadness? What's underneath? Just keep going underneath before you fly off the handle at your beloved or whoever triggered you. Here's an interesting sort of example of that. Yesterday, when we get to the river and we're about to drop our rafts in, a gentleman and his child, I guess, were fishing on the side. I didn't see them until after he came back. But another couple had shown up and I guess was standing behind him while he was fishing. He comes back and he says to the couple with his child, he said, you guys can't stand that close. I was fishing. I could have hurt you. You need to know fishing etiquette, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, he may have been correct in his assessment. At the same time, these two individuals probably didn't know a thing about fishing and fishing etiquette. So, flying off the handle, making a statement like that is kind of silly. It's like, yeah, if I knew fishing etiquette, I probably wouldn't have done that. You know what I mean? So again, he was obviously emotional and expressing it and, all that sort of thing. But I use that as a soft example to say when our emotions are, or we're passionate about something and we want to express it, remember the audience and remember that humans are humans and not everybody thinks the way we do. That's going to probably help too. So if we're being triggered by something, what's happening inside of you? That's one of the questions to ask first. What does this mean for me? Why am I being triggered by it? Where did that wounding come from? Or where did that passion come from? And is this really about the other person? Not usually. So give yourself permission to walk through things like that. I would say too that with all these emotional aspects, we can go to places and relationships and people that we can be a little more vulnerable with, we can have a little more intimacy with, we can be seen. So give yourself over to trusting. And when your body's saying to you, I think this person is safe enough to share this story with, go for it. You'll find greater vulnerability and intimacy that way. Thursday, the sun moves into the sign of Cancer, summer solstice. Also, I want to talk about the dog star Sirius. Some of you may or may not be familiar with that. Let me touch on the solstice for a second because we're all familiar with summer solstice. It's when it's the longest day of the year. Our ancient ancestors who lived in harmony with the sun and the moon, they knew that this was a sacred time and that Midsummer's Eve, what is what we call solstice often, it was a night of magic and feasting, and that the memories of the sun, the memories of the feast of the sun are still alive inside of us. They live in our bones, In the African tradition, memories are stored in the bones. And so that's why you'll find a lot of African tradition uses bones for casting, for reading, for healing, that sort of thing. And so we remember all these wonderful traditions of taking a moment to honor the sun and moon are the life force. The sun gave us life and the moon nurtures that life. In astrology, the sun is the seed and the seed of creation and the moon is the mother, the womb that holds that seed and nurtures it. And so we honor that. We honor life. I think that's the one thing that I would just want to say. Yeah, we can bitch, moan, and whine all we want and say all kinds of shit about being human and how hard it is. And I'm not taking away from it because I experience it just the same. But guess what? This state of mind, I'm going to call it that, this, what we would say is our human reality, is still here. We still have to deal with it. So while we're awake, I don't know, 12 to 16 hours a day that we are, honor it, use it, wake up, be more conscious, play more. Don't take it too seriously, you know? So use this time of the summer solstice to celebrate. I'm alive. I don't want to take that for granted, you know? Now, the other thing about the summer solstice is that we have the dog star Sirius getting into alignment with our sun. Now, the dog star Sirius is an object that we have, it's a star, it's the brightest star, and it's been one that has been honored and been a sense of wonder for so many centuries. Ancient people all throughout history really honored and were in awe of the dog star Sirius. And I find this fascinating. The dog star is also described as this: he who awakens the gods of the air and summons them to their office of bringing the rain. I thought that was an interesting statement. I hadn't heard that one until a few weeks ago. And I like it. He who awakens the gods of the air and summons them to their office of bringing the rain. I don't know about you guys, but when I was a kid, my girlfriends and I used to say, when there was a thunderstorm, it's like, oh, God's moving furniture around. You know, what'd you guys say when you were growing up? I don't know. That was because thunderstorms, I love thunderstorms now. But as a kid, especially being woken up at 2 or 3 in the morning and you hear that thunderclap, right? It startles you, it scares you. You just didn't know what was going on, that booming sound. So it was always like, oh, God's moving furniture around. But I like, he who awakens the gods of the air and summons them. Anyways, well, ancient Egypt, Sirius was revered as the Nile star or star of Isis. And that's because its appearance was just before dawn on the solstice, and it heralded the coming of the Nile, the rising of the Nile, which is where Egyptian agriculture was dependent on. And so when you had this kind of rising, right, the Nile would flood and all of the land, the farms, all that would flood as well. And then there would be this wonderful flow of water and fertility, and the crops would come and that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, when I was in Egypt in 2018, we went to Dendera, which is the Hathor temple, and you can see that there is an inscription that honors this. Her Majesty Isis shines into the temple on New Year's Day, and she mingles her light with that of her father on the horizon. I need a drink of water. Excuse me. So that's a perfect example of how the star was known as the soul of Isis, right? And how important it was to the Egyptians. And so I find this very fascinating because now, on an energetic level, on a personal energetic level, Sirius also leads us into the Lionsgate portal on August 8th. That happens every year. And that's when Sirius and the Sun are aligned. And the Earth stands between the two. And we have these downloads. And some people will talk about ascension sickness, and we talk about this feeling of it's really a big booster of energy that happens during this time. And I love it because we get to remember what it's like to be truly reborn at that Lionsgate portal. And so here's the dog star Sirius setting us up for that. I was inspired, and I have time, because I do want to talk about the full moon as well, because that happens Friday night, late, late, late Friday night into Saturday morning. But I'm inspired. I want to read something to you. And it's from the one of, actually, she was a guide for us at when we went to Egypt, Normandy Ellis. I've had her on my show. It was a long time ago. But anyways, amazing lady who's done a lot of Egyptian histories and teachings, and she does her own metaphysical work. But she translated and wrote Awakening Osiris. And one of the chapters in Awakening Osiris is the hymn to Osiris. And so I feel inspired to read it. And I hope that you can bear with me and just take in the words and really see this is Osiris who has been reborn, who has stepped into his new becoming. So remember too, every single transition, I look at this when I pull the tower card and people are like, oh, the tower. It's like, no. Or the death card. It's like, no, hold on. We're being reborn. And when we can be reborn in a conscious way, I choose to be reborn. I choose to step into life in a brand new way. That's what every initiation is. It's a chance to be reborn, a chance to step into something new and do it differently. So here's Osiris. He's just been reborn. The doors of perception open. What was hidden has been revealed. It is myself I see, and a thousand colors swirling in liquid light. I am where the sun sets below the mountains. I am in this body. I am that star rising above clouds hung by a thread from its ocean moon. Hail myself traversing eternity, walking among the gods. A shuttle flying across the loom through the threads of time. This is all one place, one cloth, a man or woman, life endures. On earth, flowers grow, snakes crawl, and wisdom lies in the palm of a hand. All that is will be hawks and sparrows, the thousand lives within. I have come home. I have entered humanhood. Bound to rocks and plants, men and women, rivers and sky, I shall be with you in this and other worlds. When the cat arches in the doorway, think of me. I have sometimes been like that. When two men greet each other in the street, I am there speaking to you. When you look up, know I'm there. Sun and moon pouring my love all around you. All these things am I, portents, images, signs. Though apart, I am a part of you. One of the million things in the universe, I am the universe too. You think I disguise myself as rivers and trees simply to confuse you? Whatever I am, woman, cat, or lotus, the same God breathes in every body. You and I together are a single creation. Neither death, nor spite, nor fear, nor ignorance stops my love for you. May we come and go in and out of heaven through the gates of starlight as the houses of earth fill with dancing and song. So filled are the houses of heaven. I come in truth. I sail along river and row back again. It is joy to breathe under the stars. I am the sojourner destined to walk 1,000 years until I arrive at myself. I never tire of that hymn because it reminds me that we're connected to everything and everyone all the time, that the universe lives inside of us, that we're not separate from one another, that when I claim that right to be here, I claim my humanhood, that when I say, yeah, I am that, I am, how can I ever look at, think about, treat another entity, another human, another being, less. I can't. It's like Jay and I were talking about last week on my show, this interconnectedness and how we feel that everything is connected. It is. The universe lives inside of Jay as much as it lives inside of me, as much as it lives inside of you. So that's what I meant earlier when I say we often right now probably feel disconnected, but it's only because we think we are. We forget that we are the universe walking around experiencing this thing called life. And that's just it. Ask yourself today, what experiences do I want to create today? See what that does for a feeling of empowerment. See what that does for a feeling of conscious choice. What experience do I want to create? I'm having the experience. I chose to be live today on the radio show. I probably won't be next Monday, just to put that little pin on the map. But I can tell you that I still have a choice, and I'll decide as it gets closer. I have a choice right now. What experience do I want to create with you? My next choice is I'm going to offer you some full moon energy that you get to look at. I pointed to it a little bit, but this is where we're bringing together the past and the present. Use this week when you take those little moments of reprieve, those little pauses. Whether we create the pause or the universe does, right? With that hangman, whether we're taking time to celebrate with people we care about or doing things that we enjoy doing, Take a moment to really think about the past, not in the ruminating sense, but in the appreciation. Look how far I've come. Bring it together with the present. Look at where I am today, the things I know today. I'm not talking about the things we have. You could look around and say, oh, I have less than what I had 2 days ago, whatever. No. Your awareness today is different. You have experiences today that are helping to shape and inform the next thing. And if you're looking at what you don't have, then remember, you've got things to work for. There's progress to be made. So we have to learn to let go of that past so that we can embrace the future. Right? As Cheryl and I were talking, thinking and ruminating about that past, it's going to lead to the heartaches, the sadness. It's going to pull our energy down. We can't change it. It's done. We can shape a story around it, but what does that do? What do you notice? Right? Cancer is ruled by the moon, which represents the mother archetype, and Capricorn's ruled by Saturn, which represents the father archetype. Where have we been good mothers and good fathers to ourselves? How are we parenting ourselves? If you didn't have a good childhood, or you feel like you've made bad decisions in the past, remember, you're an adult now. Parent yourself. You don't need anybody else to tell you what's right for you. What works for you is not going to work for another. Some people will criticize another person's choice in partnership. They're like, oh, well, that person, they could do so much better. What is better? They're not your person. That's their person. Leave them alone. Let them choose. Yeah, you're right. It wouldn't be your choice, but that doesn't mean that person's bad. It just means it's not somebody you would resonate with. Parent yourself. One of the things I've been seeing lately too, and this is a perfect setup for this full moon, I've been seeing 9/11 a lot on the clock, on various billboards, license plates, whatever. And I pay attention to repeating numbers, of course. And 9/11 has been a number I've seen since it was before 9/11 actually happened in the US. Sad day that was. But I pay attention to it because it reminds me that something is ending, but something new is about to begin. And that there's something is completing itself. And with the repeating one of 11 and also 11 being a master number, I'm reminded that what's coming, I need to step into with a sense of mastery, that I need to let go of some maybe some old beliefs, some childish behaviors, some things that don't serve me anymore, so that I can be more, not serious, mature. I can make better decisions moving forward, And for me, the maturity piece is that I'm not rebelling and I'm not being a spoiled brat about it. I'm making a conscious choice to say, yeah, you know what? This is hard. This is not easy, but I'm going to make this choice because it's the right choice for me. So pay attention also, as I mentioned, the next few weeks. We've got this first full moon in Capricorn at 1 degree of Cancer Capricorn, and it also is going to be squaring off with Neptune, and then opposing Venus and Mercury during this time. So this energy leading up to the weekend, it's going to have some tension in there. And the full moon that happens at the end or the 21st of July, it's going to be at 29 degrees, which is going to have more of an aneurytic or a crisis feeling, if you will. There's this culmination. So I feel like the next couple of weeks will have this undercurrent of intensity behind it. And especially as we lead into this weekend, that square is going to offer of this, the squares between Neptune and Pisces and then the Sun and Moon. It's going to offer us opportunities to gain awareness of where we may need better boundaries, where more discernment on our part might be required. And I say that because it's this last moment, if you will, before with the moon in Sagittarius moving into Capricorn, right? And then the sun is moving out of Gemini into Cancer. Those are the squares that I'm talking about. And so when we have that, it's like, wait a minute. I may be challenged in the next couple of days to really look at I've compromised boundaries, or I haven't used really good discernment. I've just sort of been led naively or misled by my feelings. I let my feelings take over, right? And as I mentioned, the full moon's opposing Venus and Mercury. So big stories that we create in our minds based on what we think we need to be happy. something we think we want in relationships that could take over. It's like, I'm not getting what I want out of this relationship. Why won't he or she do this to me or for me? Right? Some big conversations could be happening at this time. No, it's not all bad. There could be some big conversations about, hey, how do we move forward? We've invested so much time and energy in this relationship. What's next for us? You know? But we're going to be invited to take responsibility for our emotions, how we express them, as I was mentioning earlier. Keep in mind, you're allowed to feel what you feel. You know, if you missed it, Tatiana and I did a show on empathy and how empathy is the evolution of the human experience. So feel things. Just don't let them master you. The same as with that mind. That mind can be so masterful. It can be a tool or a weapon. Depends on how we use it, you know? So give yourself over to the emotions as far as feeling them. Just don't let them rule everything you do, you know? So one of the things I will say too, especially for those of you who are looking for your purpose or your expression of that purpose through an income and expanding that income, use the next few days and weeks to feel your way through it. That as you're either applying for jobs or you're talking to people, the who's who, it's like, really, does that work that you're talking about, does that excite you? I mean, I won't lie. There's times where I will go and look at corporate jobs just to see what's out there. And the thought of going back in a corporate world and working 9 to 5 and having somebody tell me where to be and what to do all the time does not appeal to me. It just doesn't. I love being here with you guys. I love doing readings. I love allowing spirit to use me to be of great service. I love mystery school, as you guys know, and being of service in that way. So I watch my emotions talk to me. And if it doesn't feel right, it's not that I won't always do it, because sometimes we have to do things we don't like to do. I'm sorry, that's just life. That's that maturity piece I was talking about. But when it comes to where you're spending most of your time and energy and the income source that you need, really trust yourself that you know what brings out the best in you. And as you are following your passion, you know, whether it's to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever, when you're following that passion, people will naturally see it and line up with it. They're like, I want what he or she has. Please, can I have that? You know? So, all right, you guys, I know I'm getting to the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening, commenting. I know I'm sucking when it comes to the Facebook thing, but it's too distracting for me when I'm live because I can't multitask that way. I want to be able to be present with you and offer you some information and energy that you can use. But please come find me at One to Listen. I will be there, as well as like I say, I'm not sure I'll be live next week, but I'm here to be of service to you. Thank you again, Jay, for producing. Thanks, you guys, for all the love and support. Remember, I have my YouTube channel as well, and I hope that you guys have a wonderful week. I'm here if you need me. Take care, everybody.